In this bulletin, Labor edges closer to selecting a new leader following the weekend's surprise election loss. British Prime Minister Theresa May faces new calls to resign. And deadly rioting in Indonesia between police and supporters of the country's losing presidential candidate. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. Anthony Albanese could today find out whether he'll have any opposition in his bid to become the leader of the Labor Party. Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen withdrew his nomination for the leadership yesterday, just a day after he put it forward. Mr. Bowen says he'd win a ballot of his parliamentary colleagues, but Mr. Albanese would likely beat him in the vote made up of party members. Queensland MP Jim Chalmers, who's expected to announce today whether he'll make a leadership tilt, may be the only opposition left for Mr. Albanese. There'll be a meeting between a representative of the Queensland government and Indian mining company Adani today to try and resolve the delays plaguing the company's proposed mine in Queensland. The poor fortunes of the Labor Party in Queensland in last weekend's federal election, some of them seemingly related to the Adani mine, has put pressure on the Queensland Labor government. Two outstanding environmental management plans for the proposed mine have been contributing to delays. Queensland's opposition leader Deb Frecklington says Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has shown weakness on the issue.
It is obvious the Premier is weak and incapable of leading this state. What Queensland's want to see is they want to see a Premier who understands the state, who actually will govern for the entire state.
Five people are today facing court over an alleged $1 million rort of the National Disability Insurance Scheme. It's alleged they controlled three registered service providers and claimed money for services under the scheme, such as cleaning, that they either didn't deliver in full or didn't deliver at all. Over 70 people living with disabilities are thought to have been cheated. Australian Federal Police Acting Commander Mark McIntyre says authorities believe the accused stole the money to fund their own lifestyles.
The syndicate's sole aim was to steal the funds that were designed to support the participants of the NDIS and to service their own lavish lifestyles.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is facing growing calls to resign amid a backlash against her Brexit plan from within her own party. House of Commons leader Andrea Leadsom has quit the cabinet, saying she no longer believes the government's approach will deliver Brexit. Ms. May is under pressure to scrap a planned vote on her latest Brexit plan, which she's called the last chance to withdraw from the EU with a deal. Ms. May has already failed three times to get a Brexit deal through Parliament. She's already pledged to step down as Prime Minister after Parliament votes on her latest plan, which is scheduled to happen on the 7th of June. Environment Minister Michael Gove says that her decision should be respected.
The Prime Minister's been perfectly clear. She said in a very self-sacrificing and noble way that she will stand down in order to allow someone to take forward the next stage of our process of leaving the European Union. And I think we should respect the way in which she's made that statement.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo says authorities have brought under control the deadly clashes between police and supporters of the country's losing presidential candidate. Six people have reportedly been killed and 200 injured during mass rallies in Jakarta. The protests erupted after official election results showed Mr. Widodo had beaten Prabowo Subianto at the polls last month. Mr. Prabowo rejected the results, alleging cheating, but the Electoral Commission dismissed his claims. Mr. Widodo says he won't tolerate rioters.
There's no choices for the Indonesian National Army and the police. They'll take firm action in accordance with applicable law. Ladies and gentlemen, the situation is still under control and people do not need to worry.
To sport and in the NRL, a bad season for the last-placed Penrith Panthers has become worse ahead of tonight's match against arch-rival Parramatta. The club has granted a request from fullback Dallin Watini-Zelezniak to seek employment at another club. Penrith coach Ivan Cleary says the last few weeks have shown there are issues affecting the team's performance, but he's also learnt a few things.
What you're seeing on the field is an outcome of, deeper issues. So I've worked out quite a few things probably in the last month, that has given us a plan going forward. We've got that plan and looking forward to getting into it.
And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, possible shower 21. Adelaide, partly cloudy 22. 21 in Melbourne, sunny. Hobart, partly cloudy 18. Canberra, morning fog, then mostly sunny 19 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy 22. Sydney, partly cloudy 23. Early fog, then mostly sunny in Newcastle, 24. Brisbane, possible shower, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny, 33. I'm Michelle Rimmer, and this is SBS News.